Can you just talk about your political plans following the referendum?
Well, following the referendum, the SPLM is going to establish two independent political parties in the north and in the south. And in the north, we will be in 15 states. Already in the north, we have an elected governor in Blue Nile and a governor that is going to contest in elections in April in southern Kordofan. We will continue as a constitutional democratic force on the basis of the vision of the new Sudan. And we will struggle to have a new north, and that would have a strategic relations with the south.
What is your plan of action in dialoguing with the current rulers, the NCP, and trying to bring about this change?
Well, the NCP, they know and they should know that the north cannot remain the same. And the north need a new constitutional arrangement, a new paradigm shift. It need to get lessons from what happened with the South, and it need to rearrange itself, the relation between the center and the periphery. Khartoum is the one wage war against the South, against the East, and it is on self, and it need to have a new policies. We need a new constitutional arrangement with the participation of civil societies, political parties. The North itself will have a new South. It will not remain without a new South. It will have a political South from the marginalized group, from women, from rural populations, and geographical from Blue Nile, White Nile, North and South Kordofan, and South Darfur. And the SPLM will continue advocating the cause of the marginalized group, ethnic marginalization, cultural marginalization, political marginalization, and economical marginalization. We'll advocate the cause of the marginalized peoples in Sudan and in northern Sudan for that matter.
And then what happens if the current rulers, the NCP, don't partake in that vision of a new Sudan?
Well, it is clear that the North need a new vision for democracy, social justice, to end the war in Darfur. New arrangements are needed. If they do not comply with that, and if they do not interact with the political forces and they allow space and venue, then this will lead to confrontations between the whole political groups and the NCP. That is not good for the North or for Sudan. North need a dialogue and democratization.
Okay. And then what is your relationship with the other opposition groups, be they political, armed, or the opposition sphere within northern Sudan?
Well, we our demands are the same. We are looking for permanent peace and democratizations. We have been working together for many years, and we have good relations, and we share many ideas of that the need for changing the present policies. There is a need for a national consensus, for a new constitutional arrangement. We will be working together to achieve those goals.
And are you optimistic, pessimistic? How do you see the future of North Sudan and Sudan as a whole?
Well, I'm optimistic. I believe that Sudan is a big human project. Sudan is a country that consists of more than 570 different nationalities, more than 130 different languages, more than 7,000 years of history. Sudan is on a small continent, is Africa itself. There is a need for two viable states between the north and the south. We need to come together again, whether in a union of two independent states or a confederal arrangement. The north depend on the south in some areas. The south depend on the north on some areas. The north should be the link of the south to the Arab and Middle East. The south should be the link of the north and between east and southern Africa. There will be a border of more than 2,000 kilometers between the two. There will be 9 million northern nomads who want to cross to the south, 4 million from the south. They represent even the problem of the nomads in the whole Africa, which cross many countries, and they need an arrangement of a people's borders. There is a lot of in commons and a lot of interest between the South and the North.